Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
In this podcast lesson, Ethan and I are talking about ways that you can improve your English listening skills. Did you know that 60% of our time spent communicating is by listening? However, we only actually retain 25% of that information. So if you listen to this podcast or if you're watching it on YouTube, then you are going to learn how to retain a lot more of this. We had some technical issues while recording this podcast, so unfortunately, we are not sharing all of the tips that we had for you today. However, if you'd like to hear more on this topic, do let us know in the comments below. And as always, if you head on over to our Instagram at reallife.english, you're going to find a bonus tip there. So make sure you check it out as soon as you finish listening to or watching this podcast.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
exceptional
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, in line at the supermarket, buying some knickknacks, or even
doing your weekly meal prep.
Yeah, I'm joined here in the Barcelona studio, the virtual studio here, by the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
I'm doing great, thank you. I want to mention something you said there in the opening. You said, did you say buying some knickknacks?
Yeah. Is that a really American thing, or would you say that in the UK as well?
I think we would say it as well. I just haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah, so knickknacks is like something, it's kind of like to refer to anything, right? Like I might think of it as you buy some things like decorations for around the house, or I don't know, some little things that you want, but it's kind of like maybe small and important things, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we would use it too.
And have you been doing some meal prep? Is that why you said that?
I actually didn't get around to it this weekend because it was my husband's birthday. So we were quite busy with other things. But sometimes, yeah, on the weekend, on Sundays, I try to do some meal prep for the week. So just that way during the week, we don't have to worry so much about cooking our meals.
Yeah, that's a really great way to kill two birds with one stone, because then you have more time during the week for other things and you can listen to a podcast while you're doing your meal prep.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes it a lot more fun.
And what's the difference between a meal and food?
So food could be like the different items of food or the different things on your plate. But a meal is like if you look at your plate as a whole, like that's your meal, like we would call lunch or dinner a meal.
Exactly. I think that's a great differentiator. But I think a lot of learners like those different kind of terms they might get a little bit confused by. So I thought I would ask. So what are we talking about in today's podcast, Andrea? We're not talking about food or knickknacks.
We aren't. So today we're talking all about how you can improve your listening skills. So a really important area of learning English.
Exactly. I think that, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth, so use them proportionally. That's something we said a lot of times on this podcast. So when you're communicating with someone, you should always strive to listen more than you speak and to like really listen to them, not just be, you know, waiting for the opportunity to respond to what they're saying. So I think it's such a crucial part of communication is being a really good listener, right?
Definitely, because in fact, 60% of our communication time is spent listening, but we actually only retain 25% of what we hear. So there are so many ways to improve your listening skills generally, like for this, whether it's in your native language or languages you're learning. But today we'll touch upon that a little bit, but we will focus more on how you can improve your English listening skills and comprehension.
Exactly. And I think that's like really important because you said that only 25% of what we hear we're actually able to retain. That's probably even lower when it's not your native language and you're not really understanding every single word. But I think some of the tips today will help you really to kind of up your retention, your ability to retain, your ability to actually understand more of what's being said, and to not even worry about what you're not understanding so much. So I think that's a really important thing to think about as well. But before we get into any of that, we have a shout out to a very special listener out there.
So today's shout out comes from John Normowny from Russia, and it's titled, "You guys are great. You guys are incredible. It's such a pleasure to hear you because you guys listen to each other perfectly and carefully and don't bother each other. That's learning how to talk with people properly as well, which is dead perfect. I like you guys."
I'm glad that he thinks we're such great listeners and speakers. That's why I thought too this would be a good shout out to use today. But some of that also comes, I think, from our wonderful editors who throw this all together, because sometimes maybe we go off on a rant or something like that and we need it to be cut down a little bit to make it more coherent.
That's true. What does it mean if you go off on a rant? I would say a rant. You said rant.
A rant. Yeah. A rant. Yeah. That's a good little pronunciation difference.
Yeah.
So if you go off on a rant, this is what I would think like politicians do a lot. They will be asked a question and they'll go off on like something that's completely off topic. So if you go off on a rant, it's kind of like you're just, you know, talking about whatever's popping into your mind instead of like really getting to the heart of the matter.
Yeah. And would you use the expression to go off on one?
Yeah, we could say that.
Yeah. And it's another way of saying also that maybe you're waffling as well. If you're going off on one, like you said, it's not very coherent. That's a nice expression we use too.
Yeah. We talked about that one in a few podcasts ago. I think we looked at like some British expressions that would confuse Americans, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember doing that one. That was a really fun one. Make sure you listen to it. If you haven't, you can go and check it out.
Definitely. We'll put that in the show notes of this lesson, which you can find over on reallifeglobal.com. Just click the link for podcasts and look for this one all about how to improve your listening. So thanks so much to you, John, for taking the time to leave us that fantastic review. And if you want us to shout you out, it's really simple. Just head over to Apple Podcasts, just like John did, or you can head over to the show notes for this and leave us a comment on there, and we can also shout you out by that. But when you leave us this on Apple Podcasts, the really great thing is you're helping other people from around the world to have a lot of fun learning with us. But before we get into today's main topic, all about listening, we have a burning question from another one of our audience members.
So this burning question came from Instagram, and it's a really fitting one for today. And as it's an Instagram name, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. I'm not sure. Would you say verse there or versi?
Yeah, I don't know. If maybe he's Italian, it could be like verce or something.
Yeah. But the question is passive listening useful to improve listening skills?
It's a good question. So first of all, what is passive listening, in case someone isn't familiar with that term?
So passive listening is when you have something going on in the background, you're not really actively listening to it or using it to take down notes or study specific things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might think of like the difference, for example, could be if you're just listening to this podcast while you're on a run or at the supermarket, or if you're listening to this podcast and taking notes on every pronunciation, every kind of like use of grammar that you noticed, every new word or expression that you didn't know, that would be more active listening because you're really listening to like grab these little pieces of information to study. So I definitely think passive listening is extremely useful to improve your listening skills, because I think really you need both and you need a good balance. You can have the times where you are actually studying, and you can have the times where you're just like listening to that podcast in kind of a leisurely way while you're cooking or while you're on a run. And the same maybe for like a TV series. I think there's times where it's nice to just lay back and like relax at the end of the day with the TV series and actually watch it in English. And our brains are pretty amazing because they can like pick so much up just from the context. But then if you also add in that active listening, it's kind of what's going to give you that extra boost. It's going to make your listening a lot more efficient, right?
Exactly. I would definitely agree. I think it's really important and it's great to do it just shouldn't be the only thing you're doing. You do also still need to balance it out with active listening as well. So, you know, sometimes, for example, you can listen to this podcast when you're doing lots of other different things so that it's convenient for you. But it's also good to sometimes actually sit down with it, and you can write down notes or specific things that you want to learn. So it's definitely useful. And I would just say it shouldn't be the only way that you are listening to English if you want to have a bit more rapid progress.
Definitely. But I think that if you are really a really effective way to learn English or any language is just to immerse yourself as much as possible. And I know a lot of people listening to this won't have kind of the fortune that Andrea and I do to be living outside of our native country and be living in a place where they speak the language that we're learning. But even if you're not, I mean, I've met so many people who have never traveled to the United States or the UK or any English-speaking country, and they have like exceptional English just because they spend so much time listening to things, reading things, watching things in English. So definitely you can see that as that passive time can be kind of that immersion time, and then you still need to have some time where you're studying, just like Andrea said. So great question, Virche or Verse. We're sorry if we can't pronounce your name correctly. But if you want us to answer your burning question, then you can ask us it again over on the show notes for this podcast, or you can head over to Insta, just like Virche did, and leave us a question there. So we hope to see you there.
So this is a new section that we're trying out on the podcast. We think it's a great way to involve our audience more. So we'd love you to ask us more questions, whether it's in the comments down below, or whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it. And also via our Instagram or Facebook, any other ways that you want to communicate with us, we'll try and answer your questions.
Hi, yeah. So I think that is a perfect opportunity for us to roll into today's main topic, all about listening. All right, so we have different tips here for you to improve your listening skills, which I think you'll find immensely helpful in English, and maybe it will also help you with some things even in your native language just to be a better communicator. And then we have a seventh one that you'll find exclusively over on our Instagram at reallife.english. So be sure to check that out after. So Andrea, what is the first tip that we have for them today?
So the first tip is to be present. And this is one that is important anyway in whatever you're doing, whether you're speaking English or any other language, your native language, because there are so many distractions now, and I feel that so many people forget what makes a good listener and don't actually listen very well to the people they're speaking with. So when you're having a conversation with someone, really try to focus on what they're saying and also their expressions, their gestures, their tone of voice, because even if you're not fully understanding every single word they're saying, that will help you to pick up on things as well. So it's going to help you to understand.
Yeah, I think like learners, they'll freeze even, they get really scared because they can't understand every single word. But it's just there's so many other things that you can understand just by the context, by maybe the person's body language, and by other things that are kind of below the surface that are going to help you to kind of overcome the fact that maybe you missed a few of the words.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing I feel that people tend to do as well is, like, you're listening to someone and you'll start to translate what you want to say back to them. So you're probably translating what they're saying to you and then also trying to formulate like the perfect response to what they're saying. So you're already like losing a lot of what they're trying to communicate to you just by doing that. So it's really important not to do that. You need to kind of trust yourself more in the fact that when they stop speaking and like it's your turn or you want to respond, you'll be able to do it. Even if, you know, there's a bit of a pause while you gather yourself, try not to do that because then you're not really being a very good listener.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of those tips too that can be really useful, even applying it to your native language, whatever it is, because so often we're just listening to respond, basically. We're thinking of like, what am I going to say when so-and-so finishes talking? But when you're doing that, you're not really fully hearing what they're saying and, you know, you're not really present and stuff. And so I think too, just for building better relationships with people is like showing them that you're really listening to what they're saying. And you can even like, I mean, there's different techniques for this too, kind of like mirroring back what they said to kind of show you've understood it. I think that there's more artful ways that you can do this, but maybe that's a low level way that you can just be a little bit better at communicating and a little bit better at listening. And this can be good when you're speaking English too, to kind of be like, you know, let me make sure that I understood you right. So, you know, you mean such and such, and maybe you can kind of say what they said in your own words or something like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. This is just good advice for anything, because I feel like the art of conversation can sometimes be lost, because like you mentioned, lots of people sometimes are thinking about what they want to say next. So they don't listen to what you're actually saying. They just then want to give their two cents or something, you know?
Exactly. They're more interested in listening to themselves speaking than in listening to you speaking.
Yeah.
So I think like something else about being present too is realizing, we talked before, you know, kind of about like passive and active listening. I think there's kind of the same thing in some way for speaking, because just being present also means that you're realizing this isn't my study time. You know, this is actually like the time to be out there. You know, if we were to relate it to sports, you know, that you're not doing kind of like the practice. This is actually like the big game or whatever. So you should have done your practice at home. And now you just need to be present and in the moment and everything. So you shouldn't be trying to think about like all the words that you don't know that you need to review. You shouldn't be trying to figure out like all the exact correct grammar of what you want to say. You know, that's things that you can continue working on at home. If you have a teacher or something, you can work on it with them in your class time. But I think when you're out there speaking with someone, just trying to be there, not really worrying about all that, not worrying so much if you make a mistake, because, you know, you have to make a lot of mistakes in order to get better.
That's a really good point. And if you do make mistakes, or when you have that conversation or that connection with someone, and you can go back home and then reflect on it, so that then it can inform your studying and, you know, what you want to work on next.
Yeah. And I think such a big thing there too is just like, if you make a mistake, and maybe it's kind of funny or something, just learning to laugh at yourself and be like, okay, you know, later when I get home, I'm going to work on that, whatever it was.
Definitely.
Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod. That's P-O-D to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson. So moving on from that one, I think that's such a fantastic tip for your English, for any other language, for life in general, is trying to be more present. What's the next one, which is, I guess it's a little bit more directly related to learning a language?
Yeah, so the next one is to expose yourself to a variety of accents, because if you are only exposed to one, then when you hear a different English accent, you're going to struggle. And this makes me think a little bit as well. When I first started making lessons on Learn English with TV series, some people were like, oh my gosh, I don't understand her. Is she speaking English? Where is she from? All these kinds of things, because they were really used to your accent. So that's already like a great thing. Like by watching Learn English with TV series and the Real Life English channel, you have an American and a British accent. So already you are practicing listening to some different accents.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's so important. And even within the country, because if you're, say, you're learning British English, most people might only listen to RP, to receive pronunciation. And if you're learning American English, maybe you've only heard the kind of like standard American that we might hear on like the news or on most TV series. But, you know, if you go from corner to corner of these countries, you're going to encounter dozens of different ways that people speak, and maybe they even use kind of unique words or expressions and things like this. So if you're able to expose yourself to more accents by maybe watching more of a diversity of TV series, by watching different sorts of programs, documentaries, things like this, or if you're actually, I guess, in the country too, by kind of exposing yourself to different types of people, then you're going to feel much more confident in being able to encounter anyone and understanding them.
Definitely. And, you know, if there are certain series that you don't have access to or things like that, there are so many videos on YouTube. So you can find something that you're interested in. Maybe it's a hobby that you want to learn more about. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's makeup tutorials. It could be anything. You can find YouTubers with different accents to watch to learn about your hobby. And you already have some knowledge of the subject matter if it's one of your hobbies. So already that's going to help you. Like if it's an accent you really haven't listened to before, that's already going to help you a little bit. And then the more you do it, the more you're exposed to these accents, the better your understanding will be.
Exactly. So we have actually two lessons that Andrea's done on different British accents, which might be really helpful if you're trying to get more exposure, which if you're on YouTube, we can link down in the description below. And we have another one that I just did on American accents, but that's not of, as of the moment that this will come out, that's not live yet. But maybe if you're watching this after it's been published, you can try to go find that, just like look up five American accents.
Yeah, so these are great ways. I mean, already there, you've got some lessons that you can just really quickly go and search on YouTube or click the links down below. And already you're going to be exposed to 15 different accents just with those three lessons.
Totally. And I think also with English being such a global language, I think this applies to beyond just, you know, different accents within the UK, the US, Australia and such. I think it's also really important that you expose yourself to other learners and all other non-native speakers, because, you know, maybe if you're traveling or if you are using your English within your job at an international company, most likely you're going to connect with people sooner and later from all sorts of different backgrounds. So it's really important that you kind of have the skills necessary to be able to understand them, even if they have like a really thick accent, for example. So I think like something else that can really help here as well is kind of having in your tool belt the survival phrases, which we did another podcast on, which we can link on the show notes and in the description below on YouTube. I think that this has been a really fantastic topic. I've really enjoyed discussing this with you today, Andrea, and I hope that you, listener, have found this useful. I hope that even applying some of these right now, as you've been listening to the podcast, maybe you have found helpful to understand us a little bit better. And another topic that we want to do very soon as well is just talking about more general how to be a better listener, which I think you'll be able to apply more to your native language. So be sure to look out for that. But I think that's all that we have for today on the Real Life English Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you next week. 1, 2, 3. Aww, yeah. Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our three-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.